I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. After a wait of 72 days, Tennessee has been approved for a major disaster declaration for the January ice storm. This allows individual residents in the 29 counties affected by Winter Storm Fern to apply for cash assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. The aid can help reimburse temporary housing and living costs if you were displaced, as well as home repairs. We have information on our homepage today, or you can visit disasterassistance.gov. The winter weather killed 29 Tennesseans and caused unprecedented power outages. Federal disaster declarations have been taking longer. It took 63 days for the administration to declare an emergency after Tennessee's tornadoes last spring. A conservative think tank has filed a federal lawsuit against Hawkins County in East Tennessee, seeking to repeal its local ban on data centers. As WUOT's Pierce Gentry reports, neighbors hope their government will fight back.
The Beacon Center of Tennessee filed a lawsuit in federal court at the beginning of April. It claims Hawkins County's sweeping ban on data centers defies the equal protections guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. They're representing Exotic Ridge, a Kentucky-based cryptocurrency mining company that wants to install a Bitcoin mine in the middle of a farming community.
I really don't understand why they would want to come in to a community where they're not wanted.
That's Mike Trentum. He and his wife live across the street from the proposed development. They fear the lawsuit could set a dangerous precedent if a federal judge sides with the company.
So it's really everybody's fight. It's not just our fight, in my opinion.
In its complaint, the Beacon Center alleges Hawkins County violated Exotic Ridge's civil rights by discriminating against them based solely on their industry. The county hopes to fight that claim in court. For WUOT News, I'm Pierce Gentry in Bulls Gap, Tennessee.
You'll find more news at WPLN.org.